My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA, Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are 3. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas, get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker the King of Swing and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wind Down Wednesday. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:39. And I tell you what, I am absolutely gleeful on this wind down Wednesday. The cool weather just puts you in a different frame of mind. It just feels good. You know, we are in what week of football? Is this the sixth week? This is the sixth week of high school football, and it's finally starting to feel like football weather. So we're super excited about that. We know that you're getting your wind down Wednesday started. And as you're traveling in, wherever you're traveling from, in whatever part of the country you're in, we know that kids are traveling into school. We know that you're trying to get to work or wherever it is that you're going this morning. And we encourage you every single morning to stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for school buses, school kids, and school zones, especially for those kids that are standing at bus stops unattended. And ever since I've seen more and more people walking on highways and just in busy, busy intersections of different parts of the city, I'm reminded to remind you to be mindful of pedestrians. You know, sometimes they're walking and it seems that they really don't understand just how much cars can hurt. You know, you really, really have to, pedestrians really have to watch out for vehicles, because sometimes people are so preoccupied in the morning that one false move could be a game changer, a life changer. So as you're traveling in this morning, please stay engaged. Remember, there's all sorts of road constructions going on throughout the Twin Cities and throughout various parts of our state. So give yourself enough time to get there. And you know what? School buses are making frequent stops. It just happens. School zones are in effect until 9 o'clock, so make sure that you slow for those caution lights that are flashing. They will resume again at 2 o'clock. Give our crossing guards a break. Help them to help us get our kids in safely. Help our resource officers. And you know what? Help our bus drivers. Those ladies and gentlemen work really hard to make sure that our kids get to school safely. And you know what? We should all play a role in that. Well, you know, we're into another month. It's already October the 9th. We're 10 days out, DC, from the race for the cure. And as we wind down, not only the week, but as we wind down to the fourth annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, you know what? We want to see more people registering to walk. And yesterday, as DC and I were going about our day and we were working, I started thinking about this. If a few dollars could save a life, like say for instance you going into the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union or Southern Heritage Bank or Davis One Stop, McDonald's of Pineville, you know, $1 or $5 for a decal for those people that are carrying the decals, if just a few dollars could save a life, wouldn't you want to be a part of that? I know it makes you stop and say, yeah. You know what? Our goal, one of our main goals here on the OPT Network, is to make sure that we start encouraging people to give more. And we were having this whole conversation yesterday with another gentleman, and we were talking about the principle of giving. And you know what? I think, DC, that we're getting it, but I don't think we have it. And so that means that we need to talk about it a little bit more. That means we need to work a little bit harder. And we need to be the change in our own lives, in our own community that we want to see, and stop depending on others. And you know how we do it? Simply do it. Give a donation. Go to these outlets and help us to raise money for research. We're going to be talking to a breast surgeon this morning that's going to give us lots of information. But you know what? The fact of the matter is that it costs money. The research costs money. It costs money to make free mammograms available. We are encouraging you. Don't just make the appointment. Keep the appointment. So many facilities like St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital are going out of their way to make sure that we are a healthy and a whole community. But you know what? They can't do it alone. It's going to take a united effort. It's going to take all of us. You know what?
It has always been since I turned 40 years old that I decided on my birthday, on the month or in the month of my birthday, I would have not only my mammogram, but I would have my yearly annual, my pap smear, all of those things that women need to have. And that way, if you do it within the month of your birthday, then you don't forget it. And so we are encouraging you to get involved in your life, in your health. You know, now when you go to the doctor is asking you what's wrong. He's not telling you what's wrong. And so we've got to be in tune with what's going on with our bodies. But we also have to be in tune with what's going on in our communities and how we can help women to live. And we do that through early detection. We do that through mammograms. We do that through activities like the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And, you know, we don't want to be one of those communities that said, you know, we had that thing going on and wow, thousands of people came and it was really great, but it fell off. Well, things fall off when people stop caring, when people start depending on others to carry the torch. So this morning, I wonder what you are doing to carry the torch. You can connect with us at our offices at 3717 Government Street, suite number 2. Alexandria, Louisiana, zip it up with 71302. You can simply phone us, 318-445-5658. As soon as we leave the air, we head straight over to our offices and we man the phones and we return phone calls and we help people that want to register. And right now, we're asking you to get involved, to come out on a Saturday morning. The walk is so quick. You get a chance to meet people that you might never meet before, might never have met before, and you get a chance to fellowship and join in with people in the fight for life. It's important. I'm going to give you the website when we come back, and we'll talk more about the race and how you can get involved. Hey, everybody, it's 7:47. You're on point. We're going to take a break. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for the Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength, and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's crisp and cool, and even cool enough for a light sweater. It's 7:52, and this segment is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Remember, it's a great program you can share today and shape tomorrow. If you're a senior that's 55 years old or older, all you've got to do is phone 318-484-2260, and they'll tell you how to get involved with the program, but most importantly, how to get paid and not affect any of your other incoming income. Also, our friends at Hixson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hixsonhasit.com. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. The Of Oils Commission of Tourism, stay and play in Of Oils Parish, and McDonald's of Alexandria. Now this morning, you know, we're gonna be talking, of course, a lot about breast cancer awareness, and cancer really, period. And I read an article this morning about Valerie Harper. You remember her as Rhoda, and she was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And she has, if you are a Dancing with the Stars fan, she was on Dancing with the Stars. And evidently she got, you know, she got moved out or booted out. But she said, you know what, the news just really did not seem to faze her. Although she was having some knee pain, you know, she wanted to win, but she was still in very high spirits. And I love, love, love stories like this because it speaks to possibility. You know, oftentimes when you get that news of terminal cancer, a lot of people start dying immediately. But as we have been reading and doing research, there are people that refuse to die, that refuse to say yes to cancer. And they start living and they start finding ways to sustain their lives, whether it be through eating programs, through healthier living, and they are just determined to say hell no to cancer. And she said she had been diagnosed with terminal cancer, and after battling for months, she is now, DC, symptom-free. So she is so excited about it, and we are excited for her as well, because there was a time where people, I'm sure, really just counted her out. And she said, I have been, and I never really quite understand this, but she said, I have been exceedingly lucky that she got through Dancing with the Stars, and she didn't die or fall down on the floor, she said. And she said, you know, she was just able to do this and just start living. And that's really what it's about. And that's what we want to help people to do. We want to help people to sustain their lives with positivity, with early detection, early screenings, and good information. And we say it on the show all the time, knowledge is power. But it only has the potential to be powerful when you use it. So every time you hear me come on the microphone and ask you, if you're a woman who's 40 years old or older, to get your mammogram, I'm just not asking you in jest. I am asking you as a heartfelt plea to move past fear and to go in and get your mammogram done. It is free. We are working and have been working for the last several years to raise money so that every woman, whether she has insurance or not, has the ability, has the option to go in and get a mammogram. And no longer can you use the excuse, well, I've got to go to charity, or I've got to sign up, I don't have the money, I don't have insurance. No longer. Mammograms are free. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts. And you just have to get one little form filled out through a primary care doctor for the order. You can phone Diane at 318-483-4026. And she will tell you how simple and how easy it is. And when she was on the show about a week or so ago, we talked about how the technology has changed and improved and gotten better, and how healthcare providers are working harder to make sure that the process is better, that the technology is better, so that you can get diagnosed early. We know already that 1 in 8 women in their lifetime will be diagnosed with breast cancer. And so as we continue to educate ourselves and our listeners about breast cancer, we want to encourage women to know your breast and know your body, so that when you do go into the doctor, you can articulate very succinctly what is happening with you and your body. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to an incredible doctor who is doing amazing things to educate women, to treat women, and to help us all get better. And you know what it's about? This is about living. This is about living the best life that you can live without fear, without reserve. And we can look around ourselves and we can see women that are proactive in their health. And they are their own, we are our own best advocates. And that's what it's about. So, do we need to take a break here, DC? Okay. And it's about advocating for yourself. It's about understanding what you need to do for you. And we're going to tell you how you can do it. We can tell you. Okay, so let me just introduce you to our guest this morning. She is an incredible woman who is doing just what we're talking about. Her name is Dr. Tyshawn James Hart, and she is a surgeon who specializes in the treatment of benign cancer, diseases like fibrocystic disease, I'm going to ask her how to pronounce it. I'm not sure. Breast abscesses and breast pain, as well as the diagnosis and treatment of breast cancer. She has been on the front lines of making sure women are healthy and whole and helping us understand our breast and how we can treat it. Dr. Hart, good morning and welcome to your first time to the OPT Network.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be here.
Dr. Hart, you have to tell me fibroadenomas. Well, first of all, Dr. Hart, tell us about those, probably about 30% of women in the United States who will have fibrocystic breast. Let's talk about that first.
Okay, great. Fibrocystic breasts are very, very common. We used to call it fibrocystic breast disease, but it's so common and relatively benign, so we are sort of shying away from calling it a disease. It's probably more of a condition. And what it involves is a breast tissue that can be sometimes inflamed. You can have breast pain. The breast will feel somewhat lumpy, bumpy, which is within normal limits.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives a lot of worry to a lot of women. And when I say that I treat fibrocystic breasts, we have breast pain protocols, a way of evaluating the breast with mammogram and ultrasound to make sure that there are no problems that need intervention. And it's just something that has to be managed on a close level. It doesn't go away,
mm-hmm.
but it is benign, and it is something that we can deal with and relieve some of the worry.
And so, Dr. Hart, for those women who say, yes, I have fibrocystic breast, should they be concerned that those fibers will somehow turn into breast cancer? Are they more at risk?
Well, there is a very slight increased risk for breast cancer with fibrocystic breasts, but it's low on the totem pole compared to other risk factors such as obesity, increased alcohol intake, use of combined hormonal therapy. So it is on the list of mm-hmm. Things that increase your risk, but it's very low on the totem pole. It does, however, sometimes make it very difficult to evaluate the breast through mammogram because usually breasts that are fibrocystic are dense, and so it's a little harder sometimes to interpret mammograms. Mm-hmm. However, the kind of mammograms we're getting where most people can get them are the digital mammograms.
Mm-hmm.
We can pretty much evaluate the breast very well.
And so let's talk about what fibroadenomas are.
Okay. Fibroadenomas, again, another benign condition that gives women a lot of worry. They can occur in young women from the age of 12 or 13 on up into women who are in their 60s. The most common age range is women in their 30s and 40s. They are benign lumps. They can mm-hmm. feel like a little marble.
Mm-hmm.
They can be pea-sized, or they sometimes can be as big as a golf ball.
Wow.
They're firm, kind of rubbery, and they move around in the breast, and sometimes they can be tender. They're easily diagnosed, first of all, by physical exam, and then by ultrasound and mammogram. They can also be diagnosed by taking a piece of tissue from that mass and looking at it under the microscope to confirm that it is a fibroadenoma, which is benign.
Mm-hmm.
If they're large and they bother you and they worry you, they're easily removed. If they're small and you just happen to find out through some evaluation and they're not bothering you, mm-hmm. then we leave them alone.
Hmm. Very interesting. Let's do this, Dr. Hart. Let's take a quick break here. But when we come back, we'll have more about breast health and what women really need to know. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a break, but we're back with more right after this. Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides,
huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offering discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 9 minutes after 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9:09 Eastern. And we're joined by Dr. Tyshawn James Hart. And we're talking about really breast health and what we need to do as women to get better. And Dr. Hart, one of the things that we were talking about were the different types of cancers and why some ethnic groups, like African-American women, have
and face different challenges than other ethnic groups. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, number one, what we have found is that in African-American women, the stage of cancer at presentation tends to be further along. The tumors tend to be somewhat larger. And for younger African-American women, that is younger than age 45, those particular tumors tend to be more aggressive. They tend to be triple negative, which is a tumor type that has all of the hormone receptors negative, harder to treat. It tends to be a basal type cancer.
What does that mean? What does that mean, Doctor?
Harder to treat. That type of cancer is something that you see under the microscope. The pathologist is the one that's going to tell us that it's a basal type cancer. It's not something that you can see on the patient when you examine her.
Mm-hmm.
But these are tumor characteristics that make the tumor harder to treat, more likely to metastasize, to spread to the lymph nodes and other places, and give an overall poorer prognosis for younger women who develop breast cancer. Now, that's not to say that all women, all African-American women who are younger will have that type.
Mm-hmm.
But those types of cancers are found more often in African-American women who are younger.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other problems is that the mortality rate is higher in African-American women of all ages who develop breast cancer compared to non-Hispanic whites. And what we have seen is that there tends to be a fewer number of mammograms gotten over a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
When those mammograms are obtained, they seem to be further out. For instance, you should be getting mammograms every year at
right.
age 40 or over.
Mm-hmm.
But you might find patients coming in, African-American patients coming in, the last mammogram they got was 3 years ago or 5 years ago.
Mm.
And so it's a lot harder to detect a breast cancer and almost impossible to detect a breast cancer early when your mammograms are not regular.
Now let me stop you right there, Dr. Hart, because there are women that are listening to us right now, and it's been 5 years since they've had a mammogram. How do we encourage those women to push past the fear? Because if it's been 5 years or 3 years or however long it's been. You can't change that. How do we encourage them to push past that fear and just get it done?
Well, as we were saying earlier, what you have to do is embrace that fear. And also embrace the embarrassment. You might feel a little embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, what are they going to think? I haven't had a mammogram mm-hmm. in 5 years. And then you don't get it, and then the next thing you know, it's 6 years and 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Throw all of that away. Throw it off. Don't be embarrassed. I'm not going to say don't be afraid. Of course you're afraid because
mm-hmm.
you think of it as I'm going to find out if I have cancer. Turn that around. Flip the script, as they say, and go in to make sure that you don't have it. Go in to find out that you don't have cancer. And God forbid if you have it, oh, my gosh, thank God you came in because let's take care of this right now. Just do it. As you just said, get it done.
Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that you are encouraging and everybody in this community are mammograms. And I still, for the life of me, we're raising money for the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. We're raising awareness, but there are still those people, those women that will not go in and have a mammogram. Are there any real solutions?
I think it has to start on a personal level. We've got a lot of information out there. The whole world is pink now, and I don't think there is a problem with breast cancer awareness. But we have to find a way to touch each woman personally. And I would say to anyone who's listening, male or female, if you know someone that is of age that deserves a mammogram, talk with them. Just ask the question, have you had your mammogram? When's the last time you had your mammogram? And don't do it alone. We were just talking yesterday. How about a mammogram party? Take a friend. Take a couple of friends.
Mm-hmm.
You all schedule your mammogram on the same day, and then you go out to lunch together.
Mm-hmm.
Or you go out to dinner that night.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about your experience. Don't do it by yourself. And when you have, you know, there's power in numbers on all levels, and this is one of them.
Mm-hmm. And so for you, Dr. Hart, as you've been practicing and seeing lots of women, what do you think is the most critical thing that all women need to understand about breast cancer?
The most important thing is that early detection is the key to survival. We have all kinds of improvements and advancements on treatment of breast cancer at all stages, and even metastatic disease. And we have women now who are living with metastatic breast cancer for years past what they were living before. But the key is you don't have to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
The control, you have control over your destiny in the beginning. If you don't take control in the beginning, you may never get it again. And that control mm-hmm. means being aware of any changes that you have in your breast exam, your breast self-exam, being aware of any changes that you see on your skin,
mm-hmm.
not hesitating to go to the doctor and find out whether or not there's something that needs to be addressed. And if you feel there's something that needs to be addressed and your doctor says, oh, don't you worry about it, you're too young, or
mm-hmm.
everything feels fine, you are not convinced, then find somebody who is convinced. If a patient comes to me and feels something and I think it's probably okay, my job is to prove to her that it's okay. It's not enough for me to think it's okay or figure it's okay. I've got to prove to her it's okay and make her feel that she's in safe hands.
Absolutely. And for those people who don't know, what does metastatic mean?
Metastatic breast cancer means that it has spread to different parts of the body. It starts off spreading to the lymph nodes, and then
mm-hmm.
it can spread to other places like liver, lung, brain.
Mm-hmm. And so with people that are experiencing that now, is there still hope?
There is still hope. As I said, women now are actually living with metastatic breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
There's no cure. There's no cure for metastatic breast cancer, but there is a chance to live for a longer period of time with it and have a good quality of life and be with your family, do things that you love, and have a good life. One of the things that we all have to remember is that no one is immortal.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a limited amount of time. We just don't know what that time is.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that breast cancer does for all of us, if we know anyone or if we've experienced breast cancer, it forces us to face our mortality. And in that light, it allows us the opportunity to do what we're supposed to be doing anyway, what our grandmothers taught us: treat others as you would have them treat you, say I love you, laugh, smile, hug. We're all supposed to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Breast cancer puts us in a situation where we have to face the fact that we're not going to be here forever. And if you look at it in a positive light, it allows us the opportunity to do what we need to be doing anyway. The key there is, if you have early detection, you can do those good things longer and longer and longer in life.
Mm-hmm. And before you've got to go, give us just a quick overview on something we talk about all the time, and that's how we can eat better to live better.
Oh, that's a wonderful, wonderful topic. One thing that we have found is that obesity does increase the risk of breast cancer, especially postmenopausal obesity. And obesity also increases the risk of colon cancer.
Mm.
The other point to make is that whatever will hit you, whether it's cancer or some other kind of illness, you are going to fare better if you are in better condition.
Mm-hmm.
In the cancer treatment world, we call that performance status. When you have a higher performance status, that means that you're going to do better, your prognosis is better overall, and you will withstand treatment better because you are healthier. Eating right, fresh fruits and vegetables,
mm-hmm.
staying away from a lot of fatty and processed foods, and regular exercise, that is the key to a good performance status. That doesn't mean you have to work out and lift weights for 45 minutes every day. But if you're taking a 30-minute walk three or four times a week, just enough to get your heart going. And I tell my patients, the kind of walk you want to make, if you're able, is suppose you are trying to get to the post office before it closes. You don't want to break out into a full run, but you want to walk a little fast to make sure you get there before the door is locked.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind of walking you want to do, just enough to get your heart pumping a little bit, maybe a little bit of sweat that lets you know that you've really done a good job. If you can do that three or four times a week and eat good, healthy foods, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, never were truer words said, then you're really on the road to good health.
Dr. James Hart is a board certified in surgery for the American Board of Surgery. Dr. Hart, you are absolutely amazing. You have a warmth and a bedside manner that just feels good. We'd love to have you back when you've got more time. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, we got to get a break here, but we're back with more after this.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. a trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 827 Central Standard, 927 Eastern, and this segment is sponsored by the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, also Southern Heritage Bank. Don't forget, you can visit any Southern Heritage Bank, and a dollar helps to save a life. $5 helps to even go further than that. We're talking about saving lives. We're talking about research. Please go to these locations and help us to be the change that we want to see in our community. Southern Heritage Bank. Also, Get Wired Satellites. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions. Getting the real solutions in healthcare that you and your family so deserves. Rayhide Paint and Body Works. Expert Collision Repair. Anybody can remove dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove doubts with state-of-the-art technologies. And don't forget to help us to pink out our McDonald's in Pineville. Now, I know you're going to McDonald's for breakfast, for lunch, and sometimes even dinner. Inquire about how you can make a donation, how you can put up a ribbon for somebody that you love that's fighting, somebody that has fought the fight, or just to say, hey, I support breast cancer research. I support breast cancer awareness. DC, I want to just take a moment to thank Dr. Tyshawn M. James Hart. She is an incredible physician. She is at Women's and Children's Hospital at Regional Medical Center of Acadiana. Regional Medical Center of Acadiana down in Lafayette, Louisiana. And, you know, there are conversations like these that help us. I don't know about you, but they help me to feel better when you hear that soft, soothing voice that says, you know what, we've got to all push past the shame and the fear. You know, I went for my mammogram a few years ago, and the person who was doing the mammogram said, "My goodness, have you not had your mammogram since such and such date?" I said, "Absolutely not." And there are so many other ways when you don't have insurance to get your mammogram. Before I got insurance, after DC and I left our jobs and left our insurance, we had to look at alternative sources like the van or the bus that goes around for you to have your mammogram. But I so believe in having my mammogram that I did not let that affect me. I found other resources, a place where I could go and have a mammogram, although I didn't maybe have great insurance or no insurance at all. And so this is why we're talking about the free mammograms that are provided by Cabrini Hospital through the Komen grant. And, you know, I was talking to a sister friend a couple years ago, and she said, "You know, I'm going to just be honest. It's been 5 years since I've had a mammogram." She said, "And I was very afraid to go in." But you know what is worse than that fear? The fear of not going. And one of the things that Dr. Hart and I talked about during the break is about embracing fear. And she said, you know, when animals in the wild are backed up, they don't run, they stand. And that's what we have to do. We've got to learn to start standing. Even though we're a little bit apprehensive, we may be a little bit afraid, but we've got to go afraid. And we tell our son this, you're going to have those inhibitions. We are human. No matter what your belief system is, no matter what your faith level is, there is always that little bit of apprehension, that little bit of fear of the unknown. But we have to stand in that, and we have to advocate for ourselves. And the way that we do it is through early detection. And when we look at people that are living with cancer and have decided to live and not die, it really, really makes you hopeful when you look at people like I just talked about, Valerie Harper, who had terminal cancer, who they had given up on her. And she decided that, you know what? I choose life. And it's a decision. It's an attitude. It is a mindset. And you can have that too. And I've been doing lots of research about people who have changed their eating habits. Robin Quivers just came out with a new book that we're hoping to bring her story. She has worked and been the sidekick for Howard Stern for many, many years, found out that she had cancer and decided to change her way of eating and her way of life and is living. So we got to stop looking at people who are dying and looking at people who are making a decision to live. And the way that you can get involved is that you can go and you can go to www.komenacadiana.org and you can register. You don't necessarily have to walk with our team, but you can go out and you can walk and you can help to bring about change. And for those people, and I say it all the time, that feel like your presence, your dollar, your $25 or $30 registration fee is not going to help, I am telling you, you are absolutely wrong. Every dollar helps. And 75% of that money stays here for the women and even those men, the small percentage of men that will have breast cancer. And that's what it's about. And that's why we work so hard and we try so hard to get you involved. And yesterday, I was sharing with you about a conversation that we were having at the round table about people being givers. We have got to raise up more givers. And we were looking back on the race, and we were looking back on the things that happen, especially in this city. And we surmised that it's the same people year after year after year that are putting up the money, that are giving, that are volunteering their time, that are out being the change that they want to see. And I want to challenge you this morning, not a challenge where you got to call in or you got to make this big show of grandeur, but I want to challenge you personally within yourself and ask yourself, am I doing what I can do to implement change in my community, in my church? It's not just about working in your church or in your given organization, your club or your group. Are you doing anything outside of that? See, in those organizations, we know you have those people. You've won them. But what are you doing to help to win others? And are you willing to sit idly by and let the Dallas Hicksons of the world always give? And let me tell you, we have had many, many conversations with Dallas. He is a giver in the truest and purest sense. He has no problem writing a check. I hear you. I know what you're saying. If I had that kind of money, I would too. No, you wouldn't. You know why? Because you won't even give a dollar. You won't even give $5. So that is no excuse. And if you really believe the principle of giving, you would stop holding on to that $20 and you would give it and you would absolutely implore. You would absolutely understand that that principle works and that God will not allow you to outgive him. If you don't believe in the principle, the biblical principle, you must believe in the principle. It just works. And you know what I looked at? We live in the country. The politically correct word is rural areas. It's harvest time. The farmers are harvesting their sugarcane, and they plant it every year. They spend the money to go out to till the fields, to get it ready, to make it happen. And they go through the process. They put that seed in the ground. And DC was talking to a lady who her husband is a farmer, and she was so excited because she said, it's harvest time. You know, we're getting the cane out of the field. But they had to make an investment in order to reap the harvest. And so you look at others who have and are always giving, and you constantly say to yourself out loud or to yourself, if I had that kind of money, I'd do that too. No, you wouldn't. It starts with the little things. It starts with being faithful over that dollar, over that $5, over that $25 or $30 registration fee. It starts right there. And if we don't raise up another generation, another level of givers, there's never going to be growth. The same people are going to have all of the wealth because they are the same people that are giving year in and year out. And I guarantee you, if you ask Dallas, what do you get from giving that? It is so exponential that he probably can't even quantify it. I hope this pricks your heart, and I hope that you will go to that website and you will sign up and you will walk and you will be out there and you will say, you know what? I support this. I hope you'll go to McDonald's or Southern Heritage Bank or the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union or Davis One Stop. I hope you'll call Darlene at Sylvia's Caring Companion and say, yes, I'll buy a table. Yes, I'll be a sponsor. Yes, I'll buy a ticket. I'm telling you, stop taking and start giving. It is a mindset. It is a mentality. I'm just putting it out there because it's real. And you're going to sit by and you're going to watch DC and I give ourselves rich. And you're going to say, I remember when. I'm telling you, the principle works. It's 8:39. You're on point. It's Wind Down Wednesday. And I don't know about you, but I feel absolutely amazing. Hey, everybody, stay with us. We got to take a break, but we're back right after this.
Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offer and discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing. Performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live. Mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bucky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bucky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program. designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Don't forget about your free mammograms. The number to phone, 318-483-4026. Diane Kitts is the contact person. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, they are so dedicated to excellence. We want to thank the CEO, Cindy Beauregard, and the entire team for being a part of the OPT's Race for the Cure. They've got hot and cold packs over there. They've got pens. Beautiful pins, breast cancer pins. They've got the ribbons there. Go to any of the three locations and please take advantage of being the change that you'd like to see. Also, Davis One Stop. Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, they've got decals there. They have ribbons. Please stop and help us to stamp out breast cancer. Help us to save lives. Also, Walker Automotive Group, when others won't. Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. And of course, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Service. I don't think anybody throws a party like Darlene St. Romain and her team. We're getting ready for the second annual Pink Party for the Cure. Still have a few tables left. We do have tickets for a $20 donation, all of which is going to fight breast cancer. You can phone Darlene and her team at 318-346-2540 and find out how you can be at the Pink Party for the Cure. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving Avoyelles Parish, 318-346-6695. And as we wrap up this morning's show, you know, we are in Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's all about making good, healthy choices. And I know that sometimes during the day, we all have those times where we want a snack. And one of the things that Dr. Hart said is eating healthy helps us to just do better. It helps our health. It helps our bodies to feel better. And I was reading an article in health.com, and it talks about that time of the afternoon when you get that sort of slump and you want a snack. And they featured some really healthy snacks, and I wanted to share those with you in case you're going through that. And many of you who listen to the show know that I have green tea every single morning. Well, they say that the nutrition experts say that what we eat in the afternoon can either give us energy or it can cause us to crash. And they say that green tea plus a handful of walnuts or almonds is a great snack. Green tea has less caffeine than coffee, but like coffee, it helps to boost the dopamine in the brain. And it gives you the nuts give you great nutritional value. So that's one thing that you can do if you're looking for a snack later this afternoon. Also, they talk about caramel rice crackers plus tea latte. Why are you laughing at that, DC? These are some things that I think we're going to try. Caramel rice crackers sound really, really interesting. He says, yeah, he'll try them. He says, sometimes having a little caffeine along with carbohydrates is a marvelous mood energy booster. And so if you know anything about the Brits or British people, tea time is something of a ritual.
anywhere from 3 to 5 o'clock. They stop and they have tea. The next thing on the list is something that I love, 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 and it's hummus and baby carrots. Not necessarily the carrots, but I love hummus. And what I would do instead of the carrots is I would use apples. And for those of you who've never tried hummus, I was thinking about it during the break and how I could describe it. It's almost like bean dip, but not quite. It's made from chickpeas. And my favorite hummus is the three pepper hummus. It's kind of spicy and it's just really, really good. You can eat it on an apple. You can eat it on carrots if you like. And they say what it does is it gives you a sweet craving. It satisfies that sweet craving and that crunchy craving. And hummus is sort of salty and it provides those carbs. And it just makes you feel better. So if you've never tried hummus, it's in the store. All you've got to do is ask for it. My favorite is three pepper hummus. And this information is just maybe for you to try something different. And then lastly, they say water plus an apple plus peanut butter. Yes, hydration is important, but you even get a little hydrated. If you get even a little dehydrated, rather, you'll feel that slump. And when you get dehydrated, you don't feel it until it actually happens. So make sure to drink a lot of water. And then the fiber from the apple makes you feel full longer. And the protein from the peanut butter prevents blood sugar spike. So keeping you up and on your heels and making sure that as the day winds down, you have something to give yourself a boost. And I know you're thinking an apple and peanut butter. Well, just try it. It's interesting, it's good, and it's going to help to fill you up. And these are some of the little healthy things. I know you might not eat this stuff, but just try it. You never know until you try it. You know what? It's Wind Down Wednesday. DC is doing this dance right in front of me that is just, I don't know, what are you feeling this morning? He is just, I wish I could take a picture and put it on YouTube because he is really just getting down. Maybe he's feeling the vigor of Wind Down Wednesday. Oh, he's doing a wind down now. I love it. Hey, everybody, we want to thank you guys for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. DC, you've been pretty silent this morning. Any reason why? He's just chilling. Hey, everybody, we love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Remember, love yourself and be compassionate to self first. Remember, compassion, love, charity, it all starts at home. And then it does what? Yeah, it spreads abroad. Remember, to be the change that you want to see, it's got to start with you. And it's got to start with me. We've got to start taking better care of ourselves. We've got to start coming outside of ourselves just a little bit. But again, we thank you so much for young David Christmas, for big David Christmas. I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a wonderful Wind Down Wednesday. God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday. Have a great day, everybody. Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.